Blog Talk Radio.
There's a new religion. Man, by the time they get finished talking on this station, man, somebody gonna have an attitude. Man.
You on the edge with Nip and Sanji, this anger management, homie. You on the edge with Nip and Sanji, true facts, this reality, homeboy. You on the edge with questions get asked. You don't know how to answer, so you mad about that. You on the edge, where buttons get pushed. You on the edge, well, let me give you a hand. You on the edge, when we discuss a lot of serious topics, true facts, no mind, so drop it. You on the edge, the type of questions that we ask and leave you shook. You on the edge, your answer better be good.
All right, you're on the edge. This is Sanji. I'm here. I just wanted to chop it up with some folks. I got a guest online right now. I'm going to bring him on shortly. But I just wanted to play a couple of songs like I always do before we get started. The last guest I had yesterday was Taha. He came through, chopped it up with me for a little bit. I talked too much. Promise you, this guest that I have, I'm gonna let him, you know, talk a little bit more. You know, I yak. But anyway, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead on and play Ty High's song from yesterday, and then I'm going to bring on my guest. I never let you guys know who my guest is until I bring him on, but you know, that'll change soon. I like that surprise, folks. But all right, I'm gonna go ahead on and play this song, and then I'll be back with my guest.
Synesthetic. Yeah. Mr. Too High for TV Part 2.
Synesthetic.
Look, I don't know where to start. First, you gave me the keys and you broke my heart. I don't know what to draw us apart, since you don't know. Say you wanna know how we will be when you won't know. Try to have a talk with Sardine, she a dumb hoe. Baby mama drama never helped me when I came home. Why I'm sitting here singing this same song? I ain't got worry no more, my money getting long. Might be your favorite new rapper that they waiting on. My new girl booty so big she can't wear thongs. She even like a comment we were on my song. Instead of just looking and watching and then move on. So when it's time to sit and talk about who right and wrong, I'ma do you like my feelings and I'ma move on. When it's time to sit and talk about who right and wrong, I'ma do you like my feelings and I'ma move on.
I ain't mad at you.
Fighting and fussing, the arguing, cussing, having the same old discussion. Every day about nothing, you put me out with your blessing. Distressing and struggling, being petty for nothing. Know the answers, but you asking the questions. You need to stop being so petty. You need to stop acting like that, blocking your blessings. And I was thinking about buying a necklace. That's when you started acting reckless, about to make you breathless. When you left my heart neglected, didn't protect it, didn't respect it. So where's the next chick? You can go and get your exit. Cause when you see me flexing, don't try to text me. So when it's time to sit and talk about who right and wrong, I'ma do you like my feelings and I'ma move on. Cause when it's time to sit and talk about who right and wrong, I'ma do you like my feelings and I'ma move.
got something to say about what the fuck I'm doing, man. I done struggled all my life. A nigga trying to make it right. And Lord, you know I paid the price. So won't you let me live my life? Won't you let me live my life?
Favors. I'm fresh from hell at them papers. Now I'm traveling state to state. The big bank got my paper. I'm on deck like a motherfucking wife. I'm showing bigger letter out my head. And just one thing I need them now. That I'm blessed when I'm bringing that thing. I say, shut it, I been man 100. I been man 200. 300 is rare to be, but nigga, it's I. 300 is me. For the fine, there's nothing I see. I been man true sooner. But the devil is so hard to beat. Say, shawty, I been man on track. Mom got you out with me. I guess I been man the crack. Cause Kirk with the shit with the side of me. Say, shawty, I been man your nigga. Bitch, you ain't even know. So that book that ass off the gram. Fuck, pass your ass to the fam.
My nigga, I been man 300. I've been about that mess. Yo, homie, I've been the problem. I've been swagging the slick. Baby girl, I've been that nigga. That nigga that you want to sex, say shorty, I've been. Say shorty, I've been. Don't get it fucked up. Don't get me fucked up. Don't get it fucked up. Don't get me fucked up. Cause motherfucker, I've been the rich man. I've been dream chasing. I've been about cash money. I've been first. Don't get it fucked up.
I've been so Baltimore, but Baltimore ain't gave me shit. But 10 years at 16 and the life is feeling like brick. I gotta do what I gotta just to put Bobby twerking with sense. Not making this up, my struggle not giving a fuck. I'm losing my sense, abusing my love. I'm losing my cool. I trust in my tool, they say I'm a fool. Bitch, my young is me fool. Never listen to rules, I'm ruling your struck. Been hotter than hell, and coming in luck. Moose out the mud, and school is next. I got stony and suck, no beef with the bros. We're what I'm most own. Best 100, we make it the home of the O's. Purple heart like a raven.
All right, that was Stony Mugger Ben Ben. I played it every show because I like that song. Before that, it was Nemesis, My Life. I had to cut that short because I wanted to play that later on today. So right now I have my guest called in. I have Mr. Ace Broham, and he's on the line. I'm about to bring him in and make his mic real hot. When I make your mic hot, you better make it hot. And this is Sanji. You're on the edge with him, Sanji. Now, if anybody wants to call in, they can call in at 657-383-1959, and they can always join in. I also have Miss Charlisa. She's chimed in on the call, and she's with Tammy Too Much Management. She's very, very talented young lady. She's a singer. I want to say R&B, but I don't know if people say that anymore, so you guys can educate me. But Ace, what's going on with you?
I got shows coming up, video shoots. I mean, mixtape, I just pushed it back to January, trying to get a DJ to host that.
Oh, really? Working. That's what's going on. You can tell me everything going. You're going to run down everything that's going on with you. Who are you? Who is Ace? And what is
Ace
your real
is,
name?
My name is Aaron, but Ace stands for Always Chasing Ends, and Broham stands for Born Real, Original, Humble, Ambitious, and Motivated. And I came up with the name because that's basically who I am. That it expressed me for real. So that's when Ace Bro, that's what I came up with.
That's a mouthful. Now, this is what I want you to do. Break that down for me again, like I'm 3 years old.
Ace came from came from always chasing ends, because I'm always grinding to do something for better, to strive for better, even though it was whatever I'm going through in my struggle or whatever. And Broham, it means born real, original, humble, ambitious, motivated. And I say that because they are the things that I am. That's what make me up for it. That's what I'm created of. Like that's basically me.
That's nice. I like that. That's impressive. I really do mess with that. Because I'm like, it's funny because we'd be at open mics and things and people say your name and everybody be walking around, what is a Broham? And they have me cracking up. That's like when you do that every time you start your show, you make sure that I know what that means. Because they be walking around, what in the heck is a Broham? I'm like,
right. But that's what sum it up. It sum it up to be that dog. Like, I'm ambitious and motivated. I want to grind, and if it, I ain't with no fake stuff. If it's 100, I'm with it. If it ain't, I ain't with it. And I was born to be this way. That's why, that's where the beat came from.
So if you ain't with it, if you're not with it, what you do? Because this on the edge.
You say, I'm not with what I do.
You know what I on the edge mean? I on the edge means we either going to have you at the edge of your seat waiting for the next thing that's about to jump off, or our next artist, or our next project, or we're going to push you to the edge with something that we're going to ask you about. I'm not going to get into your personal business today because of the simple fact that is that's the part that me and them do, like the on the edge with them and Sunji, is like we do push each other's buttons and see how far we can go to not make that person, to try to make that person angry, but it's all in fun. Now, go ahead.
I said, as far as that, like, I'm on the edge. I live my life on the edge for real. And I say that because ain't no point of being having fears or not doing what your passion is or chasing your vision or whatever, however you want to go about it. So, yeah, that's me.
That's
I like that.
So, like one guy last night, well, the gentleman last night, Ty High, he had me cracking up because when we was talking about On the Edge and how our motto and our themes and everybody have like a little philosophy of life or a thing that's a motto or something that we go by, and we were talking about On the Edge thing, and he was just like, yeah, because sometimes people will push you to the edge, and then they'll hold on to your foot and try to pull you down, and he had me cracking up because he was just like, you got kicked, kicked down, and I was like, yeah, that's another way of looking at it also. So it's just like, you know, with us, and you know anything that has to do with me, and the people that I'm affiliated with, we all about trying to make sure everybody is uplifted. So we're going to be the ones that's going to grab you and make sure you don't fall off the edge. We'll push
right.
you, but that's all in fun. But as far as, like, the real deal, we want to make sure everybody is up. We want everybody all the way up with us. Like,
and that's,
my whole thing is, go ahead.
I said, and that's what's needed for real. That's why I always, my mixtape called Loyalty Cards Nothing, Grind and Hustle. Because I'm able, like, if you can relate, we always grinding for something or striving for something. And loyalty really don't cost nothing, but everybody act like it do, for real.
It doesn't, you're right. It doesn't, and I like the fact that it's just like when you find real people that really want to help you generally, and they're not trying to dig all in your pockets, you try to kind of like look out for each other. And that's what I like about the people that I work with and everyone that I work with. Like, I want to shout out Knoxville Entertainment, Tammy Too Much, Nemesis, Jess Real, Bone the One. You know, that's the part of my team. I got Miss Charlisa on the line. Ever since I met Charlisa, she's just been 100 and just been supportive of everybody that she meets. I love that about you, Charlisa. Where you at?
I'm here. Yeah, thank you.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Could never complain.
Awesome. Y'all got to hook up, and, you know, Charlisa got some music going on, too. I'm going to talk to her later on. She don't really like to be put on the spot or anything like that, but we're gonna put her on the spot because we're on the edge.
We're on the edge, yeah.
You heard that intro, didn't you, Ace?
What'd you say?
You
did you hear the intro, Ace?
Yeah, I did. I like it.
Yeah, Nim wrote that for me. It kind of like, you know, we like to have fun, but at the same time, we will kind of get in your business a little bit. But I want to find out about this song. Tell me a little bit about the song that we get ready to play for you.
Or actually, that song, Peep It, is based on everybody acting funny towards me for real. And basically, I ain't got nothing to say about it. I'm going to do what I got to do for me and mine.
Well, you know what? I've noticed a change because, you know, I've known you for, what, almost a year or 2 years now?
Yeah, about 2 years.
It's going on 2 years, and I see the aggressiveness and the persistence no matter what, because I've seen some of the shows they have not worked out for you, but you're still going. You're still pushing. And
right.
You're not letting nothing hold you back. So that caught my attention. That's why I reached out to you, because I'm like, this brother is not going to stop. These are the type of people I like to work with. People just like, I don't care what's going on. I'm going to keep going no matter what. My passion is my music is my passion. It's my art. I'm going to keep
going. My life. It's my craft. It's my art, my craft, my everything. I ain't going to lie. I feel like, as far as music, I got a gift. Because majority of the times, I be thinking the stuff that I'm writing or I'm recording is not, like, good music for real. But then when I play it for people, and then now me starting, the people starting to say my name, and I'm starting to hear my name everywhere and stuff and all that, that make me know that I'm doing something that make me feel good. That's why I started with another campaign called Support Is Everything, but support costs nothing but mean everything.
I can understand that. I can appreciate that. You know, what you do is, and that's why I appreciate you coming through the open mics and you know, getting on the mic and touching the mic for us, because a lot of people look down the open mics. They feel like that if you are a certain type of artist, you really shouldn't have to be on a mic or any open mics or anything like that. They think that you should push for all kind of paid gigs all the time. And I'm like, to me, it's just like, okay, with our open mic, we just want to have fun. So people try to take the fun out of everything by being so technical about it. Well, if you're not getting paid for it, why are you doing this and why are you doing that? I'm like, okay, you take the fun out of the craft. I mean, yes, at the end of the day, people want to get paid for what they do. I'm a photographer, and I do want to get paid top dollar for what I do, but all the time, my work ain't always top dollar because I'm tired.
Right.
So I'm like, I get what I can get. So it's like, no matter how good you think you are, you're not going to be.
No, you're right. But also is knowing your worth with everything, though, as far as writing, performing, politicking. But the thing I like about y'all the most, or you, is y'all got a real team. Like, it ain't no fake, phony, nobody act like they want to be a part. And then it's like what really make me feel bad when I can't make it is I really want to be there, because I already know the time going to be there. You feel me? So that's why I make sure I hit you up and let you know something, even if it be late, later or now for real.
I just look at everybody like family to me, because it's just like when any of them, like even like if King Tank or Byron or them, they say his same person, King Tank. I get people's names. King Tank and Ty, Wild Boy Scrap, I really appreciate these guys. They try to come to every mic, open mic for me. They've been rolling with us since day one. And whenever they're not able to make it, I feel really bad. I'm like, oh, that's a part of my family not making it. I know they can't make it through everything. And the same with any of them. I'm like, it's just like, I don't be mad that you guys can't make it. It's just that I'll be missing my family, because I feel like you guys are a part of the family. And some people are like, oh, I don't want to go places where we see the same people all the time. But I'm not like that. That's like everybody to me is just like family. So when we get together, we just have a ball. And so that's how I look at it. What about you, Charlie? Because I know you had a ball the last time we had to open mic.
I did, and it was nothing but love. And I, even though, you know, I didn't perform that particular night, I enjoyed just being there, being around everybody. Like you say, it's family. So we have to support each other.
Great. It's like you really do vibe off each other. It's like you pick up that energy. And I've been at other shows before, and not to put anybody's shows down, but it's not the same.
But that's for anything, though, right? and that's about people, us as people pray, right? If we all stuck together, it would be more stuff like that we got going on right now, like far as open mics and us being able to do more things for real, far as local artists.
Right.
But everybody got something against each other, or they got something to prove, or whatever. Instead of, oh, he got a different style. You feel me? Oh, I'm going to do something with him. Oh, she got a different style. I'm going to do something with her. Oh, he can make beats. I'm going to buy a piece of him. Or I'm going to promote his beats or whatever. Like, it's like this. Whatever somebody posts on Facebook and I see it, regardless if I know you or not, I'm going to share it. Because it's what costs nothing. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Why am I hating on you when I can do the same thing you're doing?
And now,
a lot of times,
and a lot of people want to keep everybody at each other's throat because they know their unity and numbers. The numbers, the once you unite, it's a powerful thing happens, and a lot of people don't want that. They don't want that, so they try to keep you from each other with all kind of little foolishness and everything. And me, I can't take it. I'm like, I don't care who you mad at. You better show up. I don't care. Y'all better make up. I don't care. I don't care. I don't even want to get in the middle of it. Because this person, I don't like this person. I don't like this person. I don't care. I need y'all there. Y'all talented, and that's all that matters to me. And at the end of the day, y'all going to need each other. I don't care what you say. At the end of the day, you all friends, and you go through whatever you go through, you make up, and that's it, because you're going to need each other eventually. Like you said,
and then not only that, everybody got something different to bring to the table, even if it's not money. You feel me? Versus, like, somebody, I might, perfect example. I might come and somebody say a poem, and it might be something that I'm going through that I need to hear from that poem or from that song or from whatever a person is doing, as far as art. So, I mean, like, I feel where you're coming from. That's why I be really feeling bad, because somebody, like, with all my songs and with all the work that I'm doing, there's a message in everything I'm doing. Like, I got a mixtape on Spin Rilla, Ace Broham, Ace underscore Broham. You check that in, you can find me. But I got a mixtape on there, and I got another one that's ready to drop. I dropped that one August 18th, Green Zone, straight from the 18th Green Zone. I dropped that one. August 18th. I got another one that probably came out this month, but I pushed it back to January because I want to host. And not only do I want to host, I'm still writing and making songs. Like, I got Green Zone 1 just dropped in August, and Lord Because Nothing didn't even come out yet. And I got songs for Green Zone 2 already, and Lord Because Nothing 2. So, like, it's all about working ambition, and then with the support and everybody else showing me that I'm doing the right thing. It make my drive be more like persistence for real. It had me wanting to live in the studio or shoot videos or open mics or perform wherever. I do birthday parties, all that, like everything.
Just posted with all of the events and stuff, and we can make it. Do you got a show coming up? I know you said you're gonna show up, you're gonna be at the shoot party tomorrow at 6 p.m., but then you also have something coming up.
October the 30th at Oxygen. Doors open at 7. I'm selling tickets for that. Or you can come, it's 15 at the door. And I'm Malibu Beach Bar on the 5th. That's on Eastern Avenue. You just come in and 15 at the door. I don't got tickets.
Oh, all right. Make sure you send us the flyers on that. And I do got a site that I share everybody's in for this Baltimore support site that I share everybody's flyers and stuff on. And then sometimes when I come, you got a lot of moving around in the background. But sometimes when I go to different shows and things, I put live feed on that page also. And so you can always see your videos and stuff like that if my phone doesn't die. These phones these days don't kick out.
I just want to say, but before your phone dies, I just want to say this, though. Keep up your grind, you feel me? Keep your ambition, keep your drive, keep your shine, keep the happiness and the energy and all that. Keep that, because I ain't going to lie, majority of the days I be having bad days, I get on your page, or I see something as far as anything, and it lifts my day for real, like.
Oh, I'm going to cry. My phone not going to die. I was saying it dies at the shows.
but I'm about to plug it up just in case. All right, Ace, what I'm going to do for you is I'm getting ready to play your song, okay? And then I'm going to come back, and you can talk about the song. And then we're going to chop it up with Charlisa and see what she got to say today and anything she wants to share with us. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, Charlisa. And then I do have to ask you one-on-one on the Edge song. I'm not on the Edge question, Ace, but I'm going to ask you when I get back, all right? I'm going to play this song for you, all right, guys?
All right, thank you.
All right.
Yo, niggas stay throwing shade, man, before I stand it, son. You know? But it's all good. Shit right. Be obvious. I just don't even say nothing. I just make moves, you heard me? Like chess.
But I peeped it, yo.
Always peeping shit, though.
Yeah, I peeped it, yo.
Everything don't need a response. You're right.
But I peeped it, huh?
Actually, that was the word. You're right.
God.
Duke wins. Fatality.
I ain't mad at you, cause I peeped it, huh? Yeah, I peeped it, though.
Yeah.
But I peeped it though.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you. Cause I peeped it though. Yeah, I peeped it though.
I did.
But I peeped it though.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you. Cause I peeped it though. But I peeped it though. Yeah, I peeped it though.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you. Yeah, I peeped it though. Cause I peeped it though. Yeah, I peeped it though.
Yeah.
You ain't even gotta say shit.
No.
I already know what it is. Fuck the shit. I'm done with it. Can't afford to be sidetracked. Bitch, nigga, you a lame excuse. I'm with your girl, can't hang with you.
Duke wins. Fatality.
I'm just saying again. Never take a break, cause I gotta handle shit. Burn the hell of gas, I ain't talking no car play. Niggas getting booked, bitches singing like Starday. Gotta rock alone, cause I got a forte. And the letter keeps your bread, call the boys up. What a hell of clean, dirty money on the scene, though. Niggas keep lurking on the motherfucking
Duke
team,
wins.
Though. Ballin', watchin'
Fatality.
Time. Glock got the power, and that bitch was working for me, simplifying all these crazy. Shocking shit to save you. Stand on point, I'm the motherfucking laser. And if you talking dice and bro, hand be the favorite. I ain't mad at you, cause I peeped it, huh? Yeah, I peeped it, though. But I peeped it, though.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you. Cause I peaked it, yo. I peaked it, yo. With my own eyes.
Yep.
I've been on the shit. Like a swarm of flies.
Ew.
How the fuck you real? Keep on telling lies.
Great.
Drugs addicted. Keep on chasing highs. I'm a better man than you, words to the wise. You never hear from the boy, but it's no surprise.
Real.
You couldn't be the kid, even if you had 1,000 spies. I peep this shit, like I got 1,000 eyes. I'm for the grind, I walk and skip a green mile. You can never intervene on my dream climb. But I'll be turning heads when I hit the scene now. I ain't worrying about no blue, cause my team
now.
If you see me on the block, cause the green flow. Money got a mean glow in the dark world. It's a cold storm, so the heat be close. I've been peeped this shit, no need to brag and boast. Broheim!
Duke wins. Fatality.
I hear you over there. It's slowing down.
Duke wins. Fatality.
All right, Ace. That's all right. Now, where did you get that recorded at? Do you have a studio or you go somewhere and they
I have a studio, a laptop and a microphone with some hard.
Oh,
all
right. So you do it yourself?
Okay.
All right. That was funny because it said, I ain't mad at you, though. That's what it say?
Yeah.
What is it? What's the lyrics? Tell me the lyrics again. Give me them lyrics.
I ain't mad at you.
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Because I peeped it, yo. Because I peeped it, though. But I peeped it, though. I ain't mad at you. Because I peeped it, ho. But I peeped it, though. Yeah, I peeped it, Chuck.
All right, so what that means? You're a stalker, man? What's going on?
Basically,
Charlie, so you still there?
There's a lot of hate, envious, jealousy within my family. I'm going to just say family. I ain't going to put no name on
okay.
my face.
Within
my family and a couple females I dealt with and a couple people that supposed to have been friends that wasn't. And I'm just saying, I peeped it now. I understand, like, it's enough said. Your actions already spoke for you. You don't got to say nothing. So basically, that's what I peeped it. Aww. When I say peeped it. And I ain't getting mad. That means because getting mad would be wasting energy. So that's why I said
I don't know,
because
you wrote a whole song about it. All right, listen, I'm going to tell you a short story really quick. All right, this On the Edge thing, we came up with this because Nem was telling me he had five years of anger management, right? And that's going back to your topic about being angry, right? Not being angry. He said he took 5 years of anger management and he's still mad, right? That's what he told me.
Right.
So,
I ain't gonna lie, I took anger management too and I'm still mad.
Yeah. All right. So now we getting somewhere. We somewhere.
I don't wear it.
Hey, Charlisa, we get ready. This is the On the Edge part. I love your music because that's something that's an extension of you, and it's showing you emotions. It's telling us what's going on. So that song, all right, we get ready to dig into it. All right, we're not going to dig in your business, but we're going to dig into the song. So, look, Nem was like, this is why we came up with On the Edge with Nem and Sanji. Nem, this was another extension of it. Nem was like, I took 5 years of anger management. I'm still angry. So I was like, all right, then, well, how about I can help you? You know what I'm saying? I can help you over your anger and things of that nature. He's going to say to me, how is one angry person going to help another angry person? So he told me. He said, I'm angry too, right? So I was like, well, we just both be on the edge. And that's when we came up with the On the Edge thing. So it's like, you telling me you not mad remind me of that Martin Lawrence thing where that psychiatrist kept telling Martin that he was angry. Bad Boys, was it one or two? And she was like, you're angry. He said, I'm not angry. But you keep saying I'm angry, I'm going to get angry, right? But so anyway, you mad, and you just put it all in a song, and it's all good, because that's what Mary J. Blige used to do, right? She used to get upset about stuff, and she sold records like I don't know what. When she started singing regular songs, people thought something was wrong with her. Why is she singing a happy song? I don't like this. Fine, 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 fine. Ooh, I'm fine. No, you're not. You better be mad, because we don't know you being happy.
I mean, you want to get on stage and pinch her one time.
What's that? You said she get on stage and be what?
Said, you want to get
you
on stage and pinch her one time so she gets sad. Start singing
right.
a sad song.
Or just put your leg out and trip her or something. Like.
Right.
Mad as I don't know what. She dancing around, talking about she fine, got on five different outfits and stuff. Be like, yo, that's a nice outfit. But you happy, this new man got you too happy. You ain't going to make no money. You might as well just give it up. We like the sad songs. Because it's like, all right, I put on Pandora, and it's supposed to be love songs. Why is all these breakup songs? You like trying to be like romantic or whatever. You put on Pandora, you're going to be like, oh, 90s love song. All the songs is talked about how this person did this other person dirty and that. I'm like, so what kind of man would I be if
that's
I lived unfaithfully? you don't try to get your groove on with that. Don't even try it. Just one sad song after another, especially Brian McKnight.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
My mom used to call him the woulda, shoulda, coulda. She said he and his woulda, shoulda, coulda.
I love Brahmi Knight. Now, going to the singing, that's going to go back out, because I'm going to let you off the hook for 2 seconds, Ace, because I ain't going to get all in your business. I do got one question, but I'm going to ask you at the end. Now, Charlisa,
yes.
Who motivates you? What's your muse or the person that the singers that you came up with that inspired you to sing? Because I love your voice.
Even though
you don't
want
to share it all the time. Patti LaBelle.
I am. I like Patti LaBelle. I was a big fan of Lauryn Hill because I'm versatile, and I like the fact that she is. Who else did I like? I love Toni Braxton.
You got me on speaker?
No.
In the shower?
No. I'm out.
No, because some people get in the shower when they be singing and stuff, you know.
That's the best place to sing, though.
I thought you was getting ready to blow, you know. I'm like, all right, give me a pat on the bell.
Yeah.
I need
no,
to.
But I'm...
Say what?
I was just going to say, but I'm inspired by all the old R&B, like you said, Mary J. Blige. You know, when you sing to me, you have to tell a story so people can relate to your situation.
Yes.
And so that's what everything that I sing about is either something I've been through, gone through, or currently, going through. And I do have a few songs that, you know, are made up, but you can tell the difference in between the ones that are me and the ones that aren't me.
Yeah, I can't wait to get your recordings together, man. I can't wait.
Me neither.
I can download them and play them for you. Now, I'm gonna put you on the spot. You got something for me, right? Who would you do? Maxwell? No. Brahmi Knight? Who? Luther? Dude, oh my God, dude, Luther, let me take you home. What is it? Or the house is not home. Do that.
You know what? It's weird because I don't even know the words to that. I can't think of it. I used to love that song.
I got to listen to it because I remixed the whole thing. I'd be like, a chair is still a couch.
No, I'm sorry. Steve Carl Thomas.
Tell her do what?
Carl Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds like her. Do Carl Thomas.
Just seeing y'all calling me out on these songs. What Carl Thomas, what song?
Or just pick one that you like. Pick one that you like that you do. Patti LaBelle, you say you like Patti.
I do. I did just perform the Tyrese. I don't know if he.
I do Tyrese.
You know,
yeah, do something with
something.
You want to do something?
I like Tyrese.
He waiting. Look at him. He on the edge of his seat.
The song Shame. Oh my goodness. I need your forgiveness and your mercy too. I must be all kinds of crazy for what I've done to you. I hope you understand that my heart is true. Mistakes are made up, but I'm making a change for you.
Have I learned
is your question, and my answer I have. But if you're expecting perfection, then we're not gonna last. This is not an excuse, I'm just telling the truth. Baby, I'm sorry for hurting you.
Okay. You blowing the mic.
Wish I never done you wrong, cause I'm ashamed of me. And every night I dream, I wake up in your arms. Oh, I'm ashamed of me. Yeah.
That whole
second. What you think, Ace?
I love it. She's got, man. I didn't even want to say what I can't say what I want to say, but look.
You can talk to her offline. But yeah, she blew my mics out. I mean, the mic on your phone, you just blew that thing out. It was rattling and everything. It was like, You put that breath on there right there. You put the breath on there. You do the test with it. What's that movie I saw? What was that movie I saw where the lady said, oh, it was a show I was watching. She was trying to teach her daughter how to sing, and she stuck a leaf or something on a piece of paper on the wall, and she said, blow on it and make it stay up there. You would have made that paper stay up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I appreciate it.
I'm in the
she
car.
Put
I'm
the
in the
breath
car,
on
right?
that, for real.
Listen, I'm in the car, yo. That song made my soul get out of my body and walk in the store.
And then, you know, it's like a soulful song when he did it. It was like he was, you know, ashamed. He was fooling around. And it's just like, you know, I like real music where people talk about real life situations because you can sing
yes.
it. And me as a singer, I don't believe that I have talent. I have a gift.
Yeah,
oh, so
me too.
I put my situations and my I can make people feel me. That's what I want. I want to bring back real R&B when it was real and you can feel and you can relate to every.
Even
I want
the
a song
huh?
for every situation. Oh, I everything.
Huh? Even
everything.
The paralyzed can feel you.
Even who?
Even the paralyzed can feel you.
The paralyzed.
Even the
can
paralyzed.
Feel me. Well, you know what? That's
yeah,
you, in a sense,
buddy.
In a spiritual sense, you can because
yes,
if you sing music the way that I can sing it, the way that the real soulful R&B artists used to do it back in the day, yes, because it's
mm-hmm.
going to go in your ear and it's going to rock your soul. So it is not
yes.
a physical. It's not a physical feel.
Right.
I want to speak to your soul.
You must be one of them church girls. You.
I did. I started
yeah.
off in church. I started off
yes.
in church actually, and that's and,
yes,
and
I
also sing gospel too.
Yeah, your gospel probably make people pass out.
They really
I
and I definitely
yeah,
want to get back into
out.
Doing gospel. Definitely.
Yeah, my information, though.
Go ahead. Hey.
Take my information. You can do something if you're trying to do something for real.
Absolutely,
getting,
I'm always willing. Absolutely.
No, Damon Blue got a couple studios all over the city. We can go to one of theirs, but I'll pay for it.
Well, I'm actually signed with Knoxville TMM. So you know, we can all link up and decide how we're gonna do it. Big shout out to them, absolutely, for mentoring me and pushing me through this phase that I'm going through right now. But like I said, it's a gift. Nobody can take it from me. So with the, you know, with the right backbone and the right support, I can get out there. I will get
well,
out there.
Well, you got me. You got me. Add me on Facebook, Ace Brohan. And add me on Facebook, Ace Brohan.
Okay,
IG,
absolutely.
Zone
I'll make sure she gets your information. I'll make sure she gets your information, Ace, most definitely. I mean, like I said, everything that we do is about networking and working together and
oh,
becoming
yeah,
better artists. Yeah, so it's like, you know, each person has something to offer and can make each other better at whatever it is that
mm-hmm.
we're doing. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, any collaborations that's done, it's supposed to enhance each and every
mm-hmm.
artist, and it's supposed to make you better. So you don't want to put any collaborations together. That's not gonna be hot. So that's what we all
mm-hmm.
about. All collabs gonna be hot, and
that's right.
And that's and we'll work towards that. And if it ain't right, we'll make it right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make it right.
Yeah.
And so it's like you definitely adopted Ace. So you know you stay around, you stick around. And
yeah, I ain't going away.
Anything you need,
out of town, probably. Out of
you
town,
just let
probably.
Us know. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So now my question, I got two questions. I got one for Charlisa, and then I got one for Ace. As a matter of fact, I got the same question for both of you guys. Now, in the business
Hi.
That you're in, I ask everybody these questions. Now, the next time, I'm going to probably have a whole other question for everybody because my rest of my team is not here because I have Jess Real as a part of my team as far as this radio thing. Anybody want to become a part of the radio team, y'all can. I have Phone the One is the comedian of the part. So, you know, it's Live, Love, Laugh with the open mic and this whole Blog Talk Radio is all connected. And we want to make you laugh. We want to make you love. And we want to make you live. So now with the love part, the problem that most of the artists have is when you're in a relationship or you're trying to be in a relationship and you are grinding for what you're grinding for outside of your regular job, it's kind of hard to maintain a relationship.
Right.
And it can be done,
it's just hard. And it kind of push you to the edge because it's just like no matter what you do, you can't do anything right when it comes to being in a relationship with your. Go ahead, Ace. You go ahead and elaborate.
I said, I'm telling the females, I need to focus right now. So I don't want to sugarcoat nothing, tell you I'm going to be able to give you what you're looking for and what you need and all that. When right now, I'm all about me and my kids. So it ain't about that. Money and me, basically, for real. As far as the relationship thing, I know that I'm not going to be able to stand up or be in that particular predicament right now.
I get it. I mean, that's why it's good that we all stick together and just have a support team, because when you aren't in a relationship, sometimes you do crave a certain type of attention, not sexually, but you do get, like, and so when we all come together, it's sort of like fulfills that part that you have missing, that of companionship, of just being with people that understand what you're doing. So now with you, Charlisa, I have the same question for you. I mean, how do you cope if you are in a relationship or if you're not in a relationship? I mean, how has that affected your career as far as music?
Well, I'm married. I've been married for 16 years, 16 and a half years. It affects it in some ways because, you know, it takes up a lot of time, definitely when you're hungry for it. Like me, the time I wake up to the time I'm asleep, I'm humming a tune, I'm writing a song. And so it's like you kind of take away from your home life and your family life and certain things that before you get started, you know, your attention was fully 100% on those things. So now it's like I'm out here. I'm trying to put myself out there, and I, in some ways, you know, even you know my children and you know my husband say, okay, you know, you gotta do this today. You know, it's my time, and you know, you just gotta, you know, support each other, have open communication, and as long as your spouse or a boyfriend or girlfriend they support what you're doing, you know, you work through it, you get through it.
That's true, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot about that, and I'm going to let you speak, Ace. But what I've learned is once you get into, like, and Ace, you can probably attest to this, once you get into your grind, it's kind of hard to snap out of it, and it seems like anybody that tries to interrupt that, it kind of makes you a little angry a little bit because you're all right, I'm trying to grind, and then here you come. I want to go to the movies, or I want to do this and that, and it's like, I don't feel like it right now. Let me finish this. But
your mind be so focused on your goal.
You feel like the moment you pause, it's like you're going to pause too long, but go ahead.
And you might stop, yep.
At first, I was sensitive about my music, right? So somebody
are you on the speaker?
Like,
are you on
no,
speaker? It's some kind of echo. I don't know what it's going to sound a mess when we play it back. I don't want it to sound bad.
There's kids in the house talking, so that's why I came.
There you go. You good? Where you at? Go ahead.
I said, but basically, I'm sensitive when a motherfucker say something about my music. Like, I ain't mean to cuss, but I'm sensitive when somebody say something about my music. Like, you can't rap, or you rap with that bull stuff or whatever. It bothers me. Like, that's one of the reasons why me and my spouse ain't together for real. Like, that's basically no support, and I'm doing it for us. So I don't know. That's one thing that bothers me for real.
All right. Well, you know what? There, like, all right. I'm gonna speak. Nemesis is an artist, and he raps too. Sometimes he listens. Now I'm on the other side. I'm the advocate. Sometimes he'll write something, and then it doesn't really sound like I think it should sound, but that's just my opinion. But by the time he's done, it's a whole nother song, and it's good. So I say to him, oh, well, you know, it's because I said something. He said, no, it ain't because you said nothing. It's because I didn't finish it, and I was working on it, and you just was hearing the rough version of it, you know. So I'm like, oh, all right. So sometimes your spouse or your significant other can interfere in a way that, like you just said, that make
will seem negative. But when I do it, it may seem negative. I had to learn how to twist it around a little bit and try to be a little bit more positive, be like, okay, I'm hoping you will do what you normally do to your songs, because that one right there sound a little something missing. You know, that was my line. I'm like, something's missing from that song. He'd be like, well, I ain't finished yet. I'm like, no, for real. Something is really missing. It's like you're not giving it that energy, because it's not about the words. It's the energy that he put in the song that makes it. So you can say the same, another person can say the same words that this individual wrote, and it won't be the same, but it's the energy that he puts in it. Like the same thing like Charlisa said about her song, it's the way she sing it that makes it different. And it's like, so what she said about maybe what you wrote, it could be just basic words, but it's all about the energy that you put in it and how you make it your own and how you are presented. So it's like, once mm-hmm. you start getting better at your presentation, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying, and don't let it just be rap, it be you, like you just said, you write about the things that you feel now. So maybe when that person was saying what she was saying, you probably weren't writing about what you actually feel. You was just rapping. It's a mm-hmm. difference to me. It's just like a singer can sing or sing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's
that's
like,
right.
So she may have been right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, you just rapping. And like, I mean, one song that Nim wrote, the first part of the song he wrote, and he played it back for me. And said, yo, you just rapping. And he's like,
I see what you going with.
He said,
no, I'm saying,
yeah, go ahead.
What I'm saying is, my fault to cut you up, but I'm saying,
no,
basically we be arguing. Basically we be arguing, right? And you know how we go back. You know how I go back and forth, and you saying a whole bunch of stuff. Feel me? But I'm just saying that particular thing. I can take constructive criticism. I don't have no problem with it. But when
uh-huh.
you saying it like that, and then you sound sure about it. Like we arguing, and she said how she said, and sound sure about it. That means that's really how you feel, and then I feel like that because, like I said, I had open mics and shows or video shoots or whatever, and you ain't nowhere around. So, yeah, I don't know.
I get it. Trust me, I understand. I understand the support. Like Charlisa said, the support does have to be there, and we touched about it in my last with Kai High, we talked about the same thing about the support and things like that. And so, I mean, if it's gonna crush you, you know, I understand. Sometimes you do gotta, like he said, just shake that person off your feet and just keep on going, because they kind of pulling you down. But
yeah,
anybody that I work with, even if they're not, if I feel like they need help in something, I would rather get them help than to make them feel bad about what they're doing.
Right.
So I get it. You got anything, Charlisa?
No.
Based on what he said? I mean, based on what he was saying?
Can you just tell me a little bit more of what you're saying?
I said, basically, you and your husband get into an argument, right? And he's saying,
right.
You keep wearing about that bullshit ass, excuse me for cussing, you keep wearing about that bullshit
mm-hmm.
stuff for music.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, you can't even rap. You can't write. You can't. You ain't
mm-hmm.
never going. Like, you ain't never gonna get nowhere with it. If you can, whatever, like that. So I'm just like, no, I ain't with that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not either because you know, sometimes it can be discouraging. You know, you already. To me, it's like you already. It's like it's you against the world. So if you have, you know, your spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend. And you know, it's like you expect them to be your support.
Right.
And so even with people now, like I even have, you know, I'm going to be real, even certain family members. I look and I see they'll share other people's things. And I'm like, well, dang, I'm posting pics and music clips and I'm spilling my guts all day long. That's what I do all day long on social media. You ain't think to like, you know, at least one little thing of mine. One little share, that means a lot. If I get one like, I'm satisfied.
I'm actually going through that now, right? Like, for example, everybody say, oh, I perform, you rap, this and that, I promote you, I'm with you, this and the third. When this happened, and then I got tickets for the Oxygen show right now. And I really bought my own ticket. I ain't tripping. I ain't mad at the principal about them buying the tickets.
Nope, it's not even about the ticket, though. Nope. It don't even
so
be about that. You absolutely right.
So I say, I peep it. I ain't mad at y'all. Like, go ahead. Go ahead with
Nope, I'm not either. I'm definitely not.
When I get right, because I'm going to get right.
That's right.
Remember that you wasn't right there, like straight up.
That's right. Because now is the time where you need all the support that you can get. Not after I make it down the line. Like you said, I feel the same way. I'm claiming I will make it. And when I do, I'm going to remember who was there and who wasn't. Because right now is where it starts. It starts right now.
That's what it is. So it is important. For you and for me, right? All that we got to do is know that God's supporting us. You feel me? Sean Jay and Hattie is supporting us.
That's right.
Our people
that's
that
right.
you know supporting us. People that we don't know supporting us. You know what I'm saying? I got people in Atlanta, South Carolina, Canada. I overseas. People playing my music. I'm getting played. I guess I email every day and new plays and all the rates. They rating me and all that. Like DJs hitting
me. Same,
new followers on IG. I posted a video. My IG, that's how I know I'm going somewhere. I did a video for one of my songs, right? But before I did the video and posted the video, my IG was only doing like 8 likes, right? Versus now, you get on my IG, I got 300-400 likes. Since I posted a video on IG, since I posted a video on YouTube, it's coming up.
Good.
And it's always
that's what
people
crazy.
Don't know. It's people you don't know. That's a good thing, though.
It is. You
I
get the most love from people that you don't
know. Because now you
even
get the truth.
Know.
You get the truth. Yeah, you get the truth.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's a good thing.
That's really true.
Yeah, so you just keep pumping up your IG, keep adding people in. They could be total strangers. I mean, I started adding people onto my IG, and I post everybody's stuff, and I'd be surprised of all the people that actually like this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised too that I posted a song on somebody else's YouTube page, right? And that song only got 170, something like that. That's still good, but I posted a video on my own YouTube page and it's going on 300. So I don't know. Like, it got me looking at a lot of stuff. And
it don't be nobody that you know, though. That'd be the funny part that I'd be cracking up about.
Yeah.
Lines hit me up, magazines hit me up. People that are the promotion from YouTube, promotion Vivo, whatever it's called. They hit me up.
Right.
Jermaine Dupri hit me up. A couple people, they ain't hit me up on trying to sign me, but told me to keep up the good work. That's better than nothing. So,
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I'm
definitely.
Just,
they see the persistence.
I just got to thank Sanjay and our team, though, because I ain't going to lie to open mic. That's what really got me where I'm at right now.
Really?
Because at first, I wasn't doing no shows. I wasn't doing nothing. I was rapping. Videos on
you was at one of our
videos.
First open mics 2 years ago.
But then I keep jumping, and then also right, I had to come up with my own campaign because it's like I team up with somebody and be yelling their stuff, and then they see that my talent or they see my ambition, my drive is more than what they got, and start throwing shade. So basically, that's how I came up with CGR, and CGR is come get rich, come get right.
And I agree with that, because I always try to, you know, take the good with the bad. I think myself, I'm like, you know, some people, they might not even like your music, but the fact that they see how hard you're trying, people love to see that. They love to see that you're trying, you're persistent, and you won't
that's
stop
how you
until
get sponsors.
You get it.
Then when
that's
I perform,
how you
I
obtain
song, right?
sponsors. Mm-hmm.
I can make a song and then perform. And then when I perform, right, the energy that I get and the love that I get from people, like people hit me up every day. Like, I'm going to just say this. And it was like, the dude hit me up. He's like, oh, I'm trying to do a song. I said, bro, I got a manager. You feel me? I don't know you like that, so I'm charging. You feel me? So when I said I'm charging, he said, all right, I'm willing to pay for real. So I straight said, yo, you got email? He said, no. I say, oh, no, I can't do business with you. How are you a rap artist with no email? How
right.
that work? Oh, your man can't put on a CD? There ain't a point about a CD.
Right.
I got songs that I did. I got songs from when I first recorded. What's up, bro? From when I first recorded in my email. So your email, you'll have whatever you need forever. As long as you remember what you got. I mean, so you not having an email, that means you half-assed working.
And
then
your
like
email was, you know, the proper way to conduct business anyway.
Right.
Where he come
so
from?
I
he ain't out of jail.
I said, I do everything by PayPal. I do everything by PayPal, bro. So look, I'm gonna email you my page so you can just put your card number in and like that. He like, oh no, I don't got no email. So I'm like, bro, how you do business? Like, and then I stopped and thought about it. Right. I stopped and thought about it. I said, oh. You just put your stuff on the CD and walk around trying to sell your CD with it unmasked or whatever. So I'm like, all right, that's cool. That's cool. That's what you want to do. But I'd rather go
straight out of
everything,
jail.
Everything legit. You need everything to be
right. Yeah, he's straight out of jail. Even jailbirds got emails.
Right, that's
true. I mean, even if he didn't have an email, I mean, I wouldn't tell you that. I'd just hurry and be like, okay, give me a minute, and I would go and try to create
one.
That's really?
The fact that he don't got common enough, if he don't got common sense to even do that, I wouldn't want to work with him either. I get it.
Absolutely.
Like, you don't even have common sense to create an email. What you going to do with my music, bro?
Right. What's your agenda? What you really got going on?
Right. 6 months ago, I wasn't doing no shows. I wasn't rapping or nothing. I reached out to a dude, got back on my rapping stuff. And now, I've been reaching out to people, hitting people up and all that before I got back on my rapping stuff. Nobody wanted to do nothing with me. Nobody wanted to let me hop in the studio. Nobody wanted to do my cover art, none of that. Now that I'm popping, my name buzzing a little bit. Hey, people want to.
Everybody, yeah. Absolutely.
You want to do this? Hey, I'm trying to do a song with you. I won't charge it. Man, you charging, yo, I know you, yo. My daughter still got to eat, bro. Like, still need to be paid, all that.
That's right.
Yeah, that'll get rid of all the riffraff, though, as soon as you say you charge.
It does. As soon as you start talking money, yup.
If you can't do features with everybody, you just can't.
You can't.
Oh, no.
You can't.
I'm standing right now.
And once you
now,
start charging, you can.
Nope,
you
find out.
Nemesis did not do features with everybody. There's a lot of people he want to do features with. I got to push him to get on his features and get that stuff recorded, you know.
Well,
in
due time, you know, we got something cooking, though, in due time.
When that stuff comes, oh, my goodness. When those songs come out, when you guys get those songs all on and popping, it's going to be like, oh, this summer coming up is going to be awesome.
I'm working on my EP. The title of it is Diary of a Black Woman Based on a True Story.
Hey.
So you know where I'm going with that one.
Yeah
buddy.
And I've also just been, I've been voted into the Coast to Coast Live. I will be competing and performing November the 17th at Club Oxygen.
For free?
All right.
No, it's
free,
$10
right?
to get. It's for ten. It's $10 to get in. I actually had to be voted in from the people to be able to be in this particular contest.
I was voted in. Hit me up.
What's
right?
the date of that?
It's November the 17th at Club Oxygen.
Gotcha. Okay.
They keep hitting me up, right? But the dude, somebody else that didn't, he said they already know who they're going to pick for as the winner.
Oh.
Like, they be already there.
Of that
people
same,
to come and
of
get
that
people
same
money,
show?
Making money off. Yeah, close to
Well,
close,
I mean, that's not a discouragement totally, because the fact that they, you know, I had to submit the song that I wanted to do, so, you know, they can, if they, I guess what I'm trying to say is they know who they're going to pick, you know, I'm at least in that category in their mind, so hopefully, you know,
I'm not going there and blow it out. I ain't trying to knock what you're doing.
Go in there and blow it out.
I know what you mean. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm hopefully.
She'll be
that's
the one
not,
they pick
you know,
the next time.
That's right.
When she get done, they be done picked out the next time. I was like, we want you to
come
back.
And it's weird, though, Sanji, because I didn't even submit a soulful song. You know what song I submitted? I said, you know what, I'm going to try to get in there, see what happened. I submitted, the song I just performed down Gentleman's
Oh, 10. Yeah, I like that song.
I submitted that.
That's
song the
song
that I submitted.
Yeah, that song is hype, though.
So I'm going to go in there and I'm going to run. I'm gonna win the crowd. That's and I'm speaking it into existence. I know I'm gonna win. So I'm
yeah,
hoping
I'll make
for
sure
the
I'll
best.
Be there. I'll make
I'm
sure I'll be there.
I'm definitely hoping for the best.
All right, well, I definitely appreciate y'all. I'm going to bring y'all back on when I bring my whole forum on because we're going to do, like, I'm going to bring Jess, Bone, and Nemesis, and who else we got? And anybody else that want to come in, and we'll chop it up. We'll have some topics that we're going to talk about and fun with it. And then we'll rock out. We'll play a couple songs. Anybody got anything new? And we'll chop it up again. So, y'all got anything else in closing so we can go ahead on and finish cooking or whatever else we got to do tonight? macaroni and cheese.
I just want to, you know, thank you for being here.
Oh, did you have fun? I mean,
thank you for having me on the show. CGR the Lifestyle. All
right.
Shout out GMB. Shout out Trigger. Shout out everybody that was in the interview that was listening. Shout out for all local rappers and for everybody.
That's right.
All right. Now, this is a private screening today. I didn't even post that we was even doing this. So it's just us on. But the good thing about it is it's a link that comes on here that you can go back and listen to yourself. And if you want to share it with somebody, you can. But, you know, you can share the link in anybody's inbox if that's what you want to do. And it's just like a really good learning process to loosen everybody up. So whenever you do you start working on your radio interviews, you just be stronger and stronger at whatever it is that you do. So you know everything I do is to make sure we better or get better at what we're doing, including myself. So I appreciate y'all. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead on and play my theme song, and then when it goes off, y'all can hang up and I'll holler at y'all later.
All right.
Now,
night.
Ace, you
good
heard
night.
The
Enjoy
theme song
already.
Good night, everybody. Good night, John Boy. Now, Ace, you can hang up if you want to, but I want Shalisa to hear the intro, and then you can hang up, Shalisa, afterwards. All right? I'm going to play it.
All right.
Good night, everybody. All right.
Good night.
By the time they get finished talking on this station, man, somebody gonna have an attitude. Man.
You on the edge with them and Sanji, this anger management, homie. You on the edge with them and Sanji, true facts, this reality, homeboy. You on the edge with questions get at. You don't know how to answer, so you mad about that. You on the edge when buttons get pushed. You on the edge. Let me give you a hand. You on the edge. When we discuss a lot of serious topics, true facts, no mind, so drop it. You on the edge. The type of questions that we ask in the lead, you shook. You on the edge, your answer better be good.